I'm Bronson Tigert here at the 91st National FFA Convention. I'm speaking with Stephen Popper, CEO of Meals of Hope. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing here at the convention here this week?
Sure. So Meals of Hope is a national organization, nonprofit, where we bring meal packing events to organizations all over the country. And the idea is that what we're trying to do is talk to the FFA students to encourage them to bring a meal packing event back to their chapter, where the food, all the food that they would then pack will then stay within their community. People don't realize that hunger is such a prevalent problem in the United States. And so this is a great learn to serve type environment for the FFA kids, where it's a very simple process. We bring everything to the school, they pack the food, and the food stays in their community.
So have you worked with the FFA before?
We have. So we've gone for the last 4 or 5 years to the Washington Leadership Conference, or the WLC, every summer, and we pack meals for all the kids that attend that during the 7 weeks. And then we've been coming to the FFA convention probably for the last 5 years as well. And so we work with local chapters really all over the country during that time period.
So what's it been like? What kind of results have you seen working with the FFA?
Well, first of all, FFA kids are some of the best kids that we deal with, anywhere. So it's groups that we love to work with because they are so motivated. It's a great program. We're trying to feed people. And as I said, I think it really fits into some of the learn to serve, some of the real core values that FFA is trying to teach these kids, learning to give and have.
So it kind of goes hand in hand with the FFA's, goals and things like that. But tell me about the need for these meals for people who are actually...
So as I said, I think hunger really is a silent epidemic. I'm from Southwest Florida. In our community, as an example, 70% of all kids in public schools participate in something called the Free and Reduced Breakfast and Lunch Program. It's a huge percent. And really, it's all over the United States. So the ideas are that you're going to pack food. They are shelf-stable food. And the idea is that they then go to the local food bank or local food pantry and given away that way in the community of where the food is packed.
So can people outside of the FFA be involved?
Absolutely. So if a chapter has a small group, we'd love for them to either partner with the other students at the high schools, or as someone was just here, they said that they wanted to team up with two other local FFA chapters and do it as kind of a district project.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And we love being at the FFA convention.
With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigert.